every day that someone answers a phone like this. But this is Husky, the Jack Russell Terrier, whose liking for the telephone has been causing all sorts of problems for his owner, Brian Dunker from Rotherham. The dog paws the phone off the receiver when it rings and begins heavy breathing and moaning and groaning. Mr. Dunker says it's a continual battle to get to the phone before Husky.
We have to be quick. We have to be quick to get the telephone to stop him from pulling it off.
What sort of sounds does he make into the telephone?
Well, he just barks. He barks now on the telephone and breathes heavy and growls. And when ringing stopped, he's actually not bothered. It's the ringing, I think, what really attracts him to telephone.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past ten.
LBC.
And the latest news, Italian police are planning a massive security operation during Pope Paul's funeral, which will be held in Rome on Saturday. Thousands of highly trained police are being drafted in to guard against terrorist attacks. A leading professor says parents' fears about whooping cough vaccine are misplaced. Professor Sir Charles Stewart Harris, the chairman of the Independent Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunisation, says research shows the vaccine as being nowhere near as dangerous as claimed by the Association of Parents of Vaccine-Damaged Children. Rhodesia has abolished discrimination against blacks in public places, including hotels, restaurants, bars, cinemas and theatres. But the proposals do not include ending segregation in schools, hospitals and residential areas. The son of the singing off-licence owner, Freddie Barrett, has appeared in a London court accused of a £15,000 wine fraud. Hugh Barrett is denying 9 charges of obtaining money by deception from a wholesaler by falsely claiming 950 cases of wine he sold them were of certain vintages. Sports news now from Colin Turner.
2:25. Something else you could be doing this evening is trotting along to an Elizabethan evening. That's if you don't like 40s musicals with lute music, songs, madrigals and readings. That takes place at the Riverside Studios, Crisp Road, Hammersmith, starting at 8. The artists include Hayley Mills, who's reading, Anthony Rolfe Johnson, tenor, and Nigel North playing the lute. Buses 27, 9, 73, 33 and 290 go there. What else, Mrs. I?
The Inland Waterways Association, Mr. Ingrams, are holding a guided walk along the Regent's Canal, following the course of the canal past St. Pancras and the Islington Tunnel to the city road basin. It starts at Camden at...
Try again.
It starts at Camden Town Underground Station at 6:15 this evening and finishes near the Angel. The walk lasts about 2 hours, and each walker will receive a brief history of the canal and a map. Take your own brolly. A contribution of 50 pence towards their funds is invited. How polite.
Aren't they just? It's coming up to 2:30. Whooping cough. Is fear of the vaccine to blame for 9 deaths? The liberalising of Rhodesia's race laws. What's Ian Smith really up to? Parking in London. The GLC relents a little. Ugh, what's this floating in my beer? And an introduction to Japanese cooking. More goodies for you to take away from LBC Reports with me, Paul Ingrams, and Tricia Ingrams, sitting in for Rick Davis from 4 until 5 this afternoon.
News. LBC Reports.
4:05 with me, Paul Ingrams, sitting in for Rick Davis, and Tricia Ingrams sitting in for Alan Clark. I occupied much of page 12 with a feature entitled What Would Have Happened If Hitler Had Been Assassinated in 1944? Described as the first of an occasional series on historical events which did not happen. Dr. John Ray concluded that we would have won the war anyway and that Hitler's death would have made no difference. Well, I'd like to volunteer as a contributor. Let's look at some of the things we can do in and around town tomorrow. Trish.
Well, now then, how does this get you? It's the last day of the Royal Horticultural Society's summer show, St. Paulia.
Yes,
what's
St. Paulia.
That?
It's a flower, isn't it, or something? A shrub?
You're the expert. I don't know. Anyway, and houseplant show, that's my bit. And it's being held in their hall in Vincent Square, SW1. It's open from 10 o'clock tomorrow till 5. The underground is Victoria. I'd love to know if they're selling off any of their exhibits.
I wouldn't know. Also exhibiting 3 artists, each with a unique...
And for little people, summer holidays for the children at the underground is Bethnal Green.
RSPCA permitting, Buffalo Bill's Wild West Show is a huge American rodeo complete with trick riders, Indian dances, cavalry charge, fireworks and thrills. And today's your last chance to see it.
Never did get to see Tweety Pie today at Wembley, but never mind. The band of the London Fire Brigade.
Get rained off. The James Saunders...
And the Acme Gallery in...
And the Tate Gallery has new exhibitions. Right. Well, yesterday, if you'll remember, we had the story of the... He certainly did. Husky the Wonder Dog, and I hope he doesn't ever have to leave a message. The French have a word for it. It's an expression that's been slightly extended this week at London's best-known theatre pub, The King's Head. Instead, it's the French have a song for it. Many of the songs have been newly translated.
Just Terriers held on.
And the weather for them.
Oh, and talented singing, of course.
Oh, yes, I try to brighten people's lives. Why, those MPs seem to do the opposite. I suppose we should be thankful they're on holiday.
If you'd like to own the 7-1.
This is it. That's it from the AM team, Bob Holness and Paul Ingrams. Steve Tongue at the sports desk, sound engineer Richard Day, and producers Stephanie Norris and Linda Gage. And as we start thinking about the contents of tomorrow's show, time for you to start thinking what you're going to ring Vivian White about on today's open line. Between 10 and 1, of course. Then the LBC Reports team takes over with Rick Davis, Tricia Ingrams and Sue Jameson right through the afternoon and early evening. For now then, from all of us, have a good day.
This is a BBC engineering test transmission in connection with a possible traffic information service. It is being radiated from a transmitter in the North London area.
Who is sitting here with a tongue hanging out, wondering, when am I going to get something? Here are John. John Wellington. I must introduce you to John, because John is the guy that dreamed up the competition.
Thank you.
Aren't you, John?
Yes.
Don't stand away. Sit down and tell us about the competition, how long it took you to work out.
The competition itself was not my idea. I did the mechanics and got the little pieces and put them all together so quickly. Too quickly, I think, for most people. Even you only got 2 out of 5.
Oh, yes, but really, at 7:30 in the morning. Did you get any, Adrian?
I got all 5, yeah.
Did you?
Well, that was largely...
He's not
because
just a pretty face, is he?
Well, no, but because I spent time on the news desk, and I remember quite a few of those stories actually happening.
I think the thing with the competition is you need to hear it a few times, and yes. As Dickie mentioned, we'll be repeating it right throughout the week.
But at least a couple of those pieces of actuality I've actually handled on the news desk. I remember them coming in, and I remember cutting them up myself, so it's not too difficult.
But you can't enter.
Unfortunately. However, I'm very good at making up pseudonyms.
Nom de plume.
Yeah. Good prizes, Dickie.
Super prizes. Shall I tell them what they are?
Yes.
Prizes. We've got top quality. There will be 5 lucky winners because we're 5 years old. Val, don't sit there. Come in and get some champagne. The thing will drive itself. There she is. She's going to come. We've got 5 lucky winners. They'll each receive a top quality medium wave, long wave VHF portable radio. The medium wave will be jammed onto LBC.
Yes,
the long wave won't be able to tune into BBC's Radio 4. So you can forget about that. And the VHF will also be jammed onto to LBC. Anyway, there'll be super portable radios complete with inbuilt cassette recorders. The competition is being broadcast, as you heard John say there, right throughout the week and throughout all our programmes, so stay with us on LBC. And we'll be doing it again here on AM, just turning over the page, at approximately 10:50, so have a pencil and paper handy, because you'll need it, and you'll also need to make a note of our address, as if our address weren't known already by millions of people. Why don't you tell the address, John?
LBC, Box 261, London... EC4.
Well remembered.
And if I was going to be very posh, I'd say EC4P4LP.
Oh, well, it helps the post office. They're always right. Complaining that mail is delayed because we don't give the full postal
right.
code, so here
but
we
you
do.
See, it's all a bit of nonsense, that, because, in fact, the postal code is only useful in about 2 very restricted areas of the country.
Where John O'Groats and Land's End.
Well, no, I can't remember exactly where they are. But anyway, I shouldn't say that.
I don't think you should say that.
I was just going to say one thing about the competition, John. A couple of the things that you picked out. There are 2 of those items in the competition that are really quite closely linked, and it might just catch one or 2 people out. I wonder if you remember what I mean.
I'm not sure exactly what you mean. When we go off air, I'll ask you. But the thing that I did was to put a couple of little tricks in there, in that the event could be a toss-up between one or two things, and you've got to use your skill. I didn't make it all that easy, but then, at the same time, not all that hard either.
But why make a competition easy?
Indeed.
Indeed. Well, Adrian got them. What a clever chap he is. John Wellington put it all together. I got three of them. Maybe by the end of the competition next weekend, I'll get all five of them. Are you enjoying that champagne, Val? She enjoys it very much. Just passing on the message. If you're passing, LBC, pop in. We might have some left by the time you get here. I'm just going to give you that address again. Birthday competition, LBC, PO Box 261, London, EC 4P, 4LP. Right. And a reminder that the competition will be repeated at approximately 10 minutes to 10. Just a couple of things that are going on in London town today. Firstly, our little man from racing, Colin Turner, he's going to be doing his thing today at the Hayes Falcon Cycle Speedway Club. They're holding a special meeting. Cheerio, John. Enjoy your champers. They're holding a meeting at the Hayes End Recreation. Have lots of fun in the next 2 hours on AM. But the news from IRN in a moment.
Hello. My name is Michael Williams, and I'm the manager of Stone's Chop House in Penton Street.
...and many happy returns. During the past 5 years, something in excess of 25,000 traffic reports have been broadcast from this studio here at Stanmore. Well, here's another one. It's a beautiful day, but there are reports of fog patches today.
And good morning, LBC, from Dudley Foy at British Airways. First report of the day. Good morning, everybody. I'll do the report first and the birthday greetings later. Watch crew, Dickie, we've sprung into verse on the occasion of your birthday, and if I may have another 20 seconds, I'll go now.
Please do.
British Airways Flight Watch arrived 2 years ago with news of aircraft movements to and from Heathrow. Our aviation jargon often leaves you mystified with talk of short-haul shuttle, but they're always justified. We send our birthday greetings to all at LBC from Neville, Trevor and Marie and their skipper. Yes, that's me. Dudley Foy, British Airways, and a happy birthday.
Thanks very much, Dudley. That was jolly good. Well, Laurie Keenan at the AA and Dudley Foy at British Airways, sorry you're not down here with us to share in the champers, but I tell you what, when you're next here at LBC, take a lift up to the first floor, knock on the door of El Supremo, say, we're here, we missed out on the fifth birthday champers, can we have a drink? And I'm sure El Supremo would be only too willing to oblige and open his cupboard. Right, now I've still got some other Flight Watch news here before we get totally carried away.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, dear LBC. Happy birthday to you.
Again next week. Until then, cheerio. Probably the most
261.
This is AM. It's now 12 minutes to 10.
LBC's birthday competition. Over the past 5 years, LBC has covered thousands of news stories at home and abroad. From our archives, we've selected the following five extracts, and we'd like you to identify the events they represent.
And on the Tara Moor, you are empowered by ancient statutes and custom to graze your cattle. But I'm not sure that the ground or the land is altogether suitable, even with fertilizers, to grow peanuts.
Well, it was so friendly, and the Duchess of Kent's waving to me and saying, well done, and it was just great. I mean, the whole thing, and them all singing. I mean, have you ever seen that before with an English crowd?
We're much higher now, about 10 miles up, and we're so near black space that the sky has turned a darker shade of blue.
We're going to open this. This is only the smallest bottle.
The toast.
And it's a baby boy, isn't it? The baby boy from the Guild of Professional Toastmasters.
Hold up, just a minute.
Just a minute. And a toast to the most wonderful grandmother in the world.
They made a valiant effort. They tried very hard. They were very disappointed. The fact that they got as close as they did made that disappointment that much greater. But being Englishmen and having the great courage that the English do, I think that they handled our victory and our success very well. They were very generous in their confidence.
List the five events those extracts represent and send your entry on a postcard, please, to Birthday Competition, LBC, Box 261, London, EC4. Five lucky winners will each receive a top-quality medium-wave, long-wave and VHF radio combined with a cassette recorder. Entries close next weekend, and the winners will be announced the following week. Stay tuned to LBC. The competition will be repeated in a few hours' time.
Yes, the competition will indeed be repeated in a few hours' time. I still haven't got the missing two. I've got three of them, but I haven't got the missing two. I've been joined now by David Bassett, whom you know comes on the air just after the 10 o'clock news for Open Line on 353-8111. He's on right through until 1. Good morning, David. Did you get those?
Yes, I did.
All of them?
I was able to get 4 out of 5 last night when we ran it for the first time on Nightline, or very early this morning. I think it was at about 20 to 1. I couldn't get the 5th, though.
You couldn't? Yeah. We'll talk about that one afterwards. What's going to happen this morning? Anything special as it's our 5th birthday?
Well, I imagine that the mood will be probably more agreeable than it usually is, because we have something to celebrate. A child reaching 5 years, after all, is a pleasant happening, isn't it? And certainly I felt the mood last night on Nightline was much more friendly and charming, in spite of all the bad news, obviously, that we naturally respond to.
You've been here for quite some time. Have you noticed many changes as far as the types of people who do phone in?
Yes, I think that we are becoming all a bit more disagreeable, simply because times are getting harder, Dickie. One caller last night reminded us about a famous all-night line show with Fiona Richmond and the Earl of Arran, known as Boofy to his friends and to the listeners, and that was quite hilarious. I think it would be very hard to recreate that sense of fun these days.
Yeah. OK, David, well, it's our 5th birthday today. Before people put their fingers into the dials of their telephones, any message to them before they phone in and come to you with their gripes?
Yes, I think we have about 10 minutes to have a cursory glance at our Sunday newspapers. That's the object of Sunday Open Line, isn't it, that we respond to the contents of the Sunday newspapers, and I'm looking forward very much to the calls at 353-8111.
Thanks very much, David. David Bassett on Open Line after the 10 o'clock news, 353-8111. Well, we're turning our attentions to something else. The annual Battle of the Brass Bands takes place this weekend. Over 100 of the AM, get my teeth in, AM, it's 5 to 10, and I have now been joined by a man who said about an hour and a half that he would join us. I have an apology to make to him, Dudley Foy from British Airways. I'm sorry there's no champagne left, but that's the way it goes. However, have a piece of Cumberland
sausage.
Yeah,
the Cumberland sausage, Dick, he's marvellous. Isn't it my first solids this morning.
Much nicer than the
Well, lovely
than
to be
champagne.
Here. I mean, yes. Normally we're locked away in our little studio at West London Air Terminal. As I said to you about 9:10, I'd join you. Delighted. And just where the others are, the other Flight Watch crew, Trevor Ainsley is in sunny Miami.
Lucky fellow.
Marie Collette opens tomorrow at the New Theatre Hull. She's got a bit of time off to go back to the boards for a while. And Neville Powley, if he's listening, should be tucked up in bed in Kensington, because that's what I gave him the day off to do.
I think the one who's got the best out of that is, who was that in Miami?
Oh, Trevor Ainsley, yes.
What a lucky chap. When are you going out?
Well, I'm off to Portugal in a couple of weeks' time on holiday. I know you envy us airline people, don't you?
All these 10%ers, you can't win, can you? I want to know where you got this figure of 3,541 from. Have you been putting up little notches on the wall?
No, we do, in fact, keep a note of all the broadcasts that we do. We do 3 stations, of course, yourselves and 2 others. But
we'll mention them.
Well, no, nothing to do with us at all. However, in between programmes, I did, in fact, look up the statistics in the drawer, added on the last two for today, and, in fact, was it 3541, was it?
3541, yes.
Oh, good.
Not bad. Do you get any feedback as to its value?
Yes, indeed. A lot from businessmen, particularly those using the domestic flights. And we got a lot of feedback from people like car hire companies and that, who, you know, send their taxis to and from the airport to meet people.
I know there have been the odd occasions when I've had to go out to Heathrow to meet people, and I've tuned in to AM, naturally, and got my information. And it has saved me, A, a journey, and B, kicking my heels at Terminal 3 arrivals, because it's not the best of places to kick your heels at.
No, well, that's really what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Thank you, Dudley, for coming in. Sorry again about not having any champagne, but do have some more Cumberland sausage. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Some black coffee or something.
Yeah, something like that. Go and put Fortman's in the machine. We can afford that. Now, I've got a letter here that was passed over to me from Bob and Doug. It was sent to them. Bob and Doug, if you are listening, thanks very much for passing it over. What it is, it's from one of our regular listeners, David Whittaker, who is somewhere in the Far East, and who wrote to Bob and Doug because he couldn't be in London today for his wife's birthday. Now, his wife's name is Constance Whittaker. She lives in Notting Hill Gate. What I am to say to you, Constance, is that I'm to wish you a very happy birthday from me being David in the Far East, And I'm told that you'll be combing your hair. And he says he loves you very much. Have a happy birthday from us to you as well. A happy birthday. And I'm sure it goes back to us again because we're celebrating our birthday today. Just time now to tell you of a couple of things that are going on. The International SAYM for today. Our birthday, Adrian Scott and Mike Gardner with the producer's sound was Val Ludbrook. I'm Dickie Arbiter. Thanks for joining me this morning on our fifth birthday. Bob Holness and Paul Ingrams with you for the first half of the week. Douglas back at the end of it. I'll be back next weekend. Till then, have a good week. Be nice to each other. Cheerio.
Only £2 for a ring performance at the Royal Opera House.
New.
261 Troy.
Those of you who...
This is LBC, where news comes first.
And a very good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday, October the 8th, 1978, marking the fifth birthday of LBC. Now, we look forward very much to your calls at 353-8111, 353-8111. First, though, we'll have a look at the headlines in the Sunday newspapers. In the Sunday Express, Sunbury, who would have been next if we'd had time, but we haven't time. Very many thanks for all your calls on this LBC's fifth birthday. We look forward very much to having at it again at 9 o'clock next Friday on Nightline. And particular thanks to all our hard-working people in the control room, to Julia Barfield, who worked at the telephones, to engineer Simon Baines, and to our producer, Bavin Cook. Have a good week. Stay tuned now for news, followed by Hayes on Sunday.
London Broadcasting is 5 years old this week. In a series of special interviews to mark 5 years of commercial news radio, we ask those prominent in London life to take stock and look forward to the next 5 years. Here's Bob Fell, Deputy Director of the Stock Exchange.
Like a sky train, here we come.
LBC.
This is Sunday Supplement with Brian Sibley.
Hello, I'm here through till 6 o'clock, and I hope you'll stay with me and keep me company, because it gets pretty lonely down here, you know, all on my own. As you probably know, and you can hardly have avoided it if you've listened to LBC at all during the day today, today is LBC's fifth birthday. And I hope you've been enjoying LBC for at least today, if not for the last 5 years. And this year, this week, saw another birthday, a little longer than LBC's. It's the seventh birthday, actually, of a musical in London called Jesus Christ Superstar. It became this week the West End's longest-running stage musical ever.
LBC's birthday competition. The competition will be repeated in a few hours' time.
This morning on the Brian Hayes programme, you can hear all of 353-8111. Are you sure Bob's not stuck for anything to do?
No, not at all. Incidentally, here's something to do if you happen to live out near Bourne End in Buckinghamshire. I wonder if you knew there was jazz going on in Buckinghamshire. And that's AM for Wednesday the 11th of October. Among those involved, Bob Holness and Paul Ingrams at the end of his three-day stint sitting in for Doug Cameron, Colin Turner at the sports desk for this week, sound engineer Val Ludbrook, and producers Stephanie Norris, Linda Gage and Paul Beard. While we set about preparing for tomorrow's AM, Brian Hayes takes to the air through till 1 with his guests and you on 353-8111. So time to go. On behalf of all of us, Bob Holness wishing all of you all the best. Good morning, take care, have a good day.
Quarter to 5 from 261. A year ago today, the news of 12 months ago, a major row over remarks by British Leyland Chairman Sir Richard Dobson. Time now is 10 minutes to 5 o'clock. Conservative MP Philip Holland has made a scathing attack on quangos. That was Tory MP for Carlton, Philip Holland, complaining about quangos. 6 minutes to 5 o'clock from LBC reports. There's been a rooftop demonstration in West London's Olympia this morning as the Do-It-Yourself Home Improvement Exhibition. LBC's DIY expert Stuart Burrell asked the editor of Do-It-Yourself magazine, Tony Wilkins, why the name was changed in the first place.
Well, I didn't personally change it. You realise that, don't you, Stuart? But it wasn't.
It was Tony Wilkins of the Do-It-Yourself magazine speaking to Stuart Burrell. 3 minutes to 5 o'clock, time for Weekend What's On. Alan, sport.
We have 6 league matches in the London area tomorrow. Let's try.
Tomorrow night, there. Alan, it's coming up to that time, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid it is. You're going to depart rather swiftly, but not before a few celebrations, I trust.
No, I hope so. I hope to be supping a few drinks with the lads and lasses.
I hope you give my regards to that that awful place in the Euston Road in the future. You know, the trouble about going there, of course, is that the Euston Road is always jam-packed solid with traffic, as we know to our cost,
yeah,
having
that's true.
Done all these traffic reports. Anyway, very good luck to you in the future.
And thanks for working with me, Alan, so patiently.
Pleasure.
Alan Clark, and now Sue Jameson, who is also working with me for the last time.
In fact, yes, Rick, and we only have just about 30 seconds chat each time, but it won't be the same without you. I'll tell you for the last time what I've got in my programme. All the news that matters, Nelson's unusual anniversary present, a collector's convention, and also we're not getting rid of our newsreader, really, because we're having another newsreader in. Reggie Bosanquet is coming into my programme tonight, who says he doesn't want to be a personality.
Sue Jameson with Alan Clark. I'm Rick Davis. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend. Jim?
Leapt into the studio. Hello, Rick.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, shame. Well, it's very good. I'll lend
they're
it to you so
band.
You can hear it later
on. They're all right. Everybody says they're going to be big one day, and
yeah.
They've been saying that for rather a long time, so let's hope that it happens. Actually, yes, their last record was a big hit, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's rather
it was.
Clever, that one, actually.
Yeah, well, this one's not bad either. I think it could well make it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're coming in to do a live Pop Slot for us this week, aren't
Incredible,
you?
Incredible, isn't it?
Yes. It's going to be something of a grand finale, too.
I thought as it was such a tearful occasion for me yesterday, because I presented my last version of LBC Reports ever, that I'd come in live this morning.
Right.
For my last appearance on LBC before I move up the road.
Okay,
people who know geography will know that it's Euston Road. Yes, I thought the last Jellybone Pop Slot that I do, I'd look at 3 artists that I really think deserve to do something, to break through, and for more people to hear about them. And the first guy is Kenny Loggins. Now, a lot of people maybe vaguely know Kenny Loggins. Story. Goodness me, let's get it right. It's Saturday morning, yeah. Sweet love story on a Saturday night, otherwise known as Whenever I Call Your Friend. That's Kenny Loggins. Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, don't forget him, he's great, I like that song. And speaking of Stevie Nicks, more about her husband coming up. But first, the Marshall Hayne Band, and the Marshall Hayne Band have had a minor hit with Dancing in the City, and they have another one out at the moment. Lead vocals, Kit Hayne, and keyboards, Julian Marshall. Marshall Hayne, what do you think of that one?
I thought that was lovely. A really awesome. Unusual sound.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. They're a good band. Marshall Hayne, they'll be around for a while, I should think. Back to Lindsey Buckingham. It's going to give the producer a hand cue so he can play the music underneath my speech, which is exactly
clever,
what's going on now. Insights into radio. Rick Davis with the Jellybone Pop Slot. Walter Egan, Star in the Dust. That's a splendid track. Star in the Dust, Walter Egan, not shy. I've played 3 people who I think ought to be better known than they are already. Kenny Loggins, formerly of Loggins and Messina, the Marshall Hayne Band, a British outfit. And finally you heard from Walter Egan from the LP Not Shy. Therese, that's the last of my Jellybone Pop Slots.
I'm wiping away a tear. Rick, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this, your last Saturday here at LBC. We wish you well in the future.
Thank you.
Lots of luck. Thank you very much, Rick. More Jellybone coming up after the 10:30 news from Dickie Arbiter.
Time!
Not to be a sound. Time for this morning.
I've won again, you
Time
see.
To say goodbye to Mr. Nasty.
I am the world's greatest arguer.
He might be around
I
later
win,
on
argument.
When we have the Jellybone jury, which is also a phone-in.
Am I going to come on the Jellybone
353811, who wants to talk about our new records.
Oh, horrible
That's
have you
at
got some
12
nasty
o'clock.
Ones? Have you got some nasty records?
They're all great records. So it's time to say goodbye to Mr. Nasty.
Right, well, I'm coming back then.
When?
Oh, 12 o'clock. Yes.
Let's right, hear a bit of my record, a bit of my music.
Oh,
my
nasty have your theme music tune. As well.
Yeah, Nasty is the King.
All right, then, but very quickly.
No,
you don't want
back.
Too much of it.
Of course we want all.
No, no,
we've
got time
day.
For much of it.
This
we've
piece
got to
of
go.
Music lasts 24 hours. So since we started it now, we'll have to hear it through.
Oh, no.
Oh! Who's that ugly person?
That's the newsreader.
Oh, no, not him again. He's always coming in.
All right, then, we'll see you later, OK?
What have we got news for? We want to see this record all the time.
Interesting, we've got the 11:30 news.
Well, I'm not going to go away. I'm going to stay.
LBC 97.3 FM, where news comes first.
News at 11:31. It's likely there'll be a bakery strike in England.
To Freddie Barrett. Hello, Jamin. What a surprise. Can't stop. Song rehearsals, you know.
But your friends are here to pay tribute.
And now, here are the Hamleys' special prices.
Central Rent-A-Car, probably London's fastest growing car rental company.
Oh. 261. 261.
Excuse me.
261.
And with the top.
Central Rent.
Freddie Barrett, I understand that you are exceedingly accomplished in many other spheres, apart from your singing and extraordinary cheap booze prices.
Yes, that's true. I don't believe in hiding my bushel under a light.
We've noticed that. Is there something in particular we might enjoy?
Well, I'm a good mimic. Listen, what a silly Billy. Or, didn't he do well?
That'll have all the impersonators fearing for their livelihood.
Barrett's Nickel Mart, yeah.
Island. I did, but he hasn't actually, strangely and incomprehensibly, hasn't heard of the number.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
9:35. I found a better way to fly.
If you're prepared to miss the rush hour, British Caledonian will knock £14 off the regular fare to Edinburgh or Glasgow, so you can get there for only £21 single, £42 return. And as a special offer, you can take a child under 12 with you for only an extra pound. Just a quid a kid. Ask your travel agent or British Caledonian about our off-peak fares.
It's a better way to fly, British Caledonia.
We never forget, you have a choice.
This is AM on LB.
This is your early morning call from Harrods.
Augustus Barnett proudly presents...
I was delighted when the producer of...
261 traffic.
Well, he don't hang around. Just as soon as he's down, he takes off.
Number one man.
He got people to meet, got a deadline to beat, and it's rough.
Number one man.
He goes hurt. He's a number one man. He goes hurt. He's the number one man.
AM on
LBC. 261 LBC.
Good afternoon.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to After Eight for the first time with me, Therese Birch. From now on, I'll be with you at 8 o'clock every Tuesday, Thursday and Friday evening. And the programme will be taking on a rather different shape. There'll be just as much news of what's on around town, looking at new plays, movies, concerts and books. But we'll also be looking at other ways of spending your leisure time. Fishing, sailing, collecting. We want to know what interests you have. So if you'd like to hear a regular feature on your hobby, this is the address to write to. Let us know. After 8, LBC, Box 261, London, EC4. Tonight, we'll be talking about a book about to be published this week, all the more terrifying because it's fact, not fiction, a horror book, a really horrific story that terrified me. We'll be meeting the man behind the disco version of the Doctor Who theme, of all things, which is edging up the charts now, and we'll be finding out about a new trust which has been set up for gifted children. And a taste of things to come, round the world yachtsman Robin Knox Johnson will be talking about fishing for survival. Show myself tomorrow at 10 o'clock to bring you Jellybone. Thanks to Don Shanahan and Sarah Liddell in the control room. Stay tuned for David Bassett with Open Line 353 8111.
Next week's concert scene by
261 LBC.
Good evening and welcome to After Eight with me, Therese Birch.
Boys, that's a good song. The Other Side is delightful also. And I back it myself.
But they're both A-sides.
That's right.
Isn't that somewhat unusual?
Well, they're both excellent, so there's no need to differentiate, surely.
Has it already gone into the shops?
Yes.
Is it selling?
Well, we were hoping to get some plays by disc jockeys on the air. And if we're given fair plays by disc jockeys, if they're allowed to, it will sell. Unfortunately, and say, I just had some bad news. I was only told last night at one station, capital, have banned it already before they even given a chance. So this I can't understand. If I'm going to get this sort of opposition to my lovely singing, well, my chances are not going to be very good. I hope the BBC will be more favourable and more lenient.
What about the orchestral backing? Where's this come from?
How do you mean, where's it come
from?
I mean, it was made in the studio.
Is it a recognised orchestra or just session men?
A session men we employed. It was an orchestra, not only impossible, the other side. We started from the beginning. A young songwriter, Pat Doolan, wrote the song. We took a studio, had an orchestra of 40, a backing up crew of about 6 or 7, started from scratch and did the whole thing. But you haven't played that. The other side's more warm and romantic.
But Impossible is also a romantic song.
Isn't it? And doesn't it do something to do? Didn't you? I'd say.
Well, it did something for me when I heard Perry Como sing it.
Yes. Well, because he's getting on a bit, Perry, isn't he? You've got to have the younger talent coming in now.
Having now done this, and you've numbered it bar 001, does this mean that we're going bar 002?
Yes, we're going right up, I suppose, 3, 4, up to 10, 20, 40, 50. Why not?
When are you going to do the next one?
Very shortly, once we see the success of this one, or we hope the success, and then it must follow by LP, do you call it? Big record, yes.
Big one. Well, that remains to be seen. Freddie Barrett, thanks for joining us this morning. While you munch your toast and drink your coffee, we'll let you digest a little bit of this.
I remember it well.
To kiss in the dark. Like we used
just
to
like
do,
we used to do. Stroll arm in arm.
Who loves you, baby?
Do you remember?
That's what I'd love to do.
Sing an old song. With that old one-man band.
those were the days.
Well, that was the flip side, whichever side you care to choose as the flip side, because they're both A sides. That was Freddie Barrett with A Kiss in the Dark. Meanwhile,
Indeed, we've got some letters in about that already, which we're dealing with.
Yes, well, this letter is addressed, actually, to Mr. D. Cameron and Mr. R. Holness. I don't know what you've got me into here. AM School of Examination Solutions, right? It goes on saying, as we were travelling into Brunel University, Uxbridge, listening to AM, my friend Elaine Ford, fellow student, and I decided to enlist your services. Douglas, you provide a lot of community information on your programme. We feel sure you'll be able to help with question one of the enclosed past paper for a final year degree course. We listen regularly between 8:15 and 9, and often for longer, and hope that you'll be able to solve this problem for us. Well, we'll mention it to them a little later on, but I thought you'd like a little advance information, Douglas, so would you just cast your eye over that first question and read it verbatim to us, or at least a part of it, thank you.
Yes, righto. Question number one, Brunel University examination. Prove that the set C, brackets G, close brackets, of all elements of a group G, which commute with a given element G of capital G, is a subgroup of capital G. Elements G and H of capital G are said to be conjugate if H equals X, G, X to the power of...
There is...
Where P is a prime number, that there is an element in G other than the identity commuting with all elements of G. Whoa, that took a bit of time. Did they all get that, do you think?
Yes, I think so, yes. Well done, Douglas, yes. I'll ask you to repeat it again later in the programme.
The time now is 7:30. Let's have a look at the latest news.
27 and a half minutes past eight. And before we go into the news, we have a little letter here, Brian, that I thought I'd show you. It came in from Jeff Lumley and Elaine Ford, who picked up something Douglas said the other day. You might remember it. He offered many talents and services that he has, not me, to all of those coming up to major examinations this summer. He said, if you would write to us, if you want some help.
Well, they did.
Yes, they did, in fact, and so did several other people. They were travelling to Brunel University, these two, and they say, will you provide a lot of community information? We mentioned this earlier in the programme. We're for sure you'll be able to help us with question one of the enclosed past paper for a final year degree course. I gave it to him about an hour ago to study. If you have a look at that, would you just mind just reading a couple of lines of that first question, just in case people have just tuned in, they don't know what it's about. Just rattle off the first line.
Yes, prove that set C, G, of all elements of a group G, which commute with a given element G of G, is a subgroup of G, etc., etc.
Well, yes, good morning.
I don't understand the question.
Good morning, Jeff and Elaine. Well, Douglas, you've had an hour to study it. The letter was addressed, incidentally, to the AM School of Examination Solutions. Serves him right. What is your conclusion?
Well, I'm going to give the answer, Bob, I think, which everybody gives on Mastermind, and which I think when you went on Mastermind and they asked you your name, you gave the answer, pass. I think that just about sums it all up.
Touché.
I think the answer is a lemon.
You're probably right. 29 minutes past.
Almost 300 programmes have been entered for the awards. The names of the presenters, the disc jockeys, reporters, producers and the stations themselves you may never have heard of. You probably never will unless you're much travelled. But within the area they serve, they have an importance of national radio. There were 15 categories to enter, among them Best Live Music, Best Light Entertainment, Best Sport and Best... Well, don't heave a sigh of relief too soon, because not only did this very show, AM, get the award for Best Current Affairs, but the station was honoured with a very special presentation. Our very own editorial director, Ron Onions, was awarded Local Radio Personality of the Year.
And I was totally surprised by it. The award for myself was a very special tribute to the role that Independent Radio News has played in this past year in the development of Independent Radio News. It's been an important year. I think it's been a year in which we've seen the establishment of IRN as a very credible and alternative service to the BBC. I take it, the award that I've received, as a tribute to all the work that Independent Radio has done in its first 5 years, and I'm very proud about it. But I have to say that, in its cliche, that you cannot see these awards as something that is awarded to oneself.
Editorial director of LBC, Ron Onions, and indeed the AM Award sits even now on the desk in front of us. Many thanks to everybody concerned. The time, 13 minutes past 9, and we return to that story in the news at 9.